We think that in today's world, it's very important to use all that we have and to use it not only efficiently, but in a sustainable way. The population of the world is growing, and we have much more people by the year 2015, and we need to produce and we need to guarantee and secure the energy, the water, and of course food in order to guarantee the normal development for the mankind in a larger numbers. So when we are looking at our options, bioeconomy is playing an important role, and this is everything that we grow on the land and which we use from the seas, fish, and what we can find in the forests. And that's what we can use not only for food, but of course for energy, for construction, for traditional purposes. That means that bioeconomy is everything that is being produced traditionally for many, many years. But now we are in a situation just to utilize what we produce in a much more efficient and sustainable way. And that's what we are trying to discuss. But it's also very important to use what we have in a proper balance and to approach it in a comprehensive way. We cannot do something losing another. It should be both ways or three times. It is very important to be prudent and to understand, so not to damage the balance that exists in the new environment. And that's what we want to look while discussing the topic of bioeconomy.
FAO will be playing a big role at this year's Global Forum for Food and Agriculture, and the Director General will take part in the debate. One highlight will be FAO's expert panel debate about the future of bioenergy in Europe and Central Asia. What does FAO hope to achieve at the Global Forum?
For us, a global forum, sometimes it's called Green Week in Berlin, discussing food and agriculture, is a very important event. We usually participate in it, and we very much appreciate German government thoroughness in preparing it. Each year, different topic is being used to discuss. This year, as we said, this is bioeconomy, bioenergy, everything that is connected with our production on the land. And we want to achieve approach to the consensual vision of how we use what we produce and why it, again, should be a comprehensive and balanced approach, because we need to keep in mind that if we grow something on the soil, we should take care of the soils. And it's important for the discussion coming year because it's the International Year of Soils, which FAO is also elaborating on. If we produce something on the land, we need irrigation, we need water, and water is finite. So we need to understand how to use it in a proper way. And of course, we always need to keep in mind that we need to produce enough food on the land to keep people secure from the food point of view. So this is what we want to achieve, to find some recommendations that will put into perspective our comprehensive approach and use of not only bioenergy, which is of course very important and fairly controversial, but also how to deal with the soils in the new environment, how to deal with the water in the new environment. It's kind of an ambitious task, but again, we need to start doing that, and I hope that the recommendations which will be prepared for the ministers to consider will bring us closer to long-term vision on these very important issues.
So, is bioenergy a good fit for every country?
I believe that our strength is in the diversity. So, of course, there are some general principles, some universal principles that are advisable to follow. But there is no one fit for all. Each and every country has its own advantages, disadvantages. Each and every country has its own specific conditions. And following the general guidelines, and this is mainly just dealing with the climate change, preserving the environment, keeping the sustainable development, we need to look into each and every country's situation and environment and use it in order to develop very specific approaches following the general guidelines of sustainable development.